it does come back, of course, to assess the individuals and the credibility. And so I'd say from a do's and don'ts perspective and stuff that will sort of turn us away is just the credibility, I think, of the path to market, of their own expectations over the next, in some levels over beyond a year, it's all more made up. Yeah. But, you know, the sort of the 3-year plan in terms of what you want to see is, hey, this is where I want to get to. And this is a credible path to get there. And where you'll lose us as potential investors or potential acquirers if we're advising a company is if those plans are incredulous. And incredulous can be a growth rate that seems unrealistic, really high, a path to market that seems not credible to date and doesn't seem like it's having any near-term traction. I mean, what the corollary to your question is, like, if you kind of assume someone who's like, it almost doesn't matter if they're doing a million or 10 million of sales, but their model's working, how they're engaging with customers, how they're keeping those customers, and the growth rate that they're getting in new ones, that will sell all day long. Where the often stumble is, have been at this for 3 to 5 years, you know, barely have any revenue. And I know I haven't been growing at, you know, that greater growth rate, but, you know, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z in the future, and it's all going to change. And so there has to be a little bit of like, show me. And you're all that to say that, you know, what you're doing today has to, I always say, like, let's pull out the numbers that show the credible growth today. And another point in all that is just that the, you know, it's the right time of revenue, the right type of revenue, excuse me, that it's more scalable, you know, software, SaaS, of course, better than professional services.
Right.
And that it back to this point, we talked about earlier on, there's a touch point. Mm-hmm. I will say one line that sort of gets overused is, you know, so SaaS recurring revenue, of course, is good. This term that often gets brought up is reoccurring, which I'm sure you're familiar with, but just for everybody else is, you know, this concept that it's like recurring, but it's not quite, it's contractually, you know, not on a perpetual basis, but it's acting almost like it is perpetual and that it's reoccurring on a constant basis.
So it's actually like subscription, but it isn't technically subscription, sort of like that.
Correct. It's acting subscription-like, and maybe it's pattern, but there's nothing exactly, you said, contractually subscriptive about it. We do find a bunch of companies that come to us that it'll be like, yeah, first of all, they'll often use the word recurring, and then you start digging, like, no, it's actually reoccurring. And then, like, well, isn't that kind of same? It can be. I always say, like, I got to take some discount, i.e., as your advisor or otherwise. In terms of, like, it's not going to get the multiple that are recurring well. And then sometimes it's not even reoccurring. Like, it's reoccurring because they order it more than once, but they're certainly not ordering it every month or every year for, you know, 5 years. The stretch of the definition of reoccurring, I find, is one that gets a bit of a turn off.